Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here. I'm glad he's here too. Jeff is a almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, and he is an award-winning journalist and our good friend. Jeff, welcome back.
Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, as you probably know, I am very proud to have given myself the title of social media curmudgeon, social media heretic. I prefer social media heretic.
Why put social media on there? Why not just say curmudgeon or heretic?
You can't be. Yeah, that's how you get to be this. But anyway, the thing is that what I tell my audience is absolutely you must be developing a social media strategy, because one day we won't have just a social media strategy and a regular strategy. We'll just have one strategy, and it will include social media. But I also tell them not to trust the social media platforms, the big ones, even if you, as you use them, don't trust them, because they may not be here forever. And it's, when I look at Facebook, it seems to me that they're trying to find their way, and it almost seems like some of the things they're doing recently are almost desperate. What do you think?
It would seem so.
Derivative of Google, maybe something like that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think part of what plays into that is yesterday's news that Facebook went out and acquired this company, Oculus, which makes virtual reality headsets, you know, sort of not glasses, but headsets that you plug into your computer, or eventually, who knows whether they're by Wi-Fi or whatever, but they're used with your computer console or and will be with gaming. I don't even know that they have a working pair out yet, aside from beta tested. But Facebook buying that? I mean, they're not a gaming company. They're not into that yet. You don't think of them there, but they're looking at where, you know, sort of the Wayne Gretzky model of not going where the puck is, but mm-hmm. going where the puck will be. It's akin to some of the other acquisitions that companies have made, and you say, what in the world are they thinking? To take the game in a new direction leaves some of us just scratching our heads saying, what in the world are they thinking? $2 billion for a company that's less than a year old, founded by a 21-year-old, no less. Pretty amazing, still pretty head-scratching. And
that's
it makes still, you think
that's
about
not,
what they're
that's
doing.
That's not as much of a head-scratcher as the $19 billion they gave for WhatsApp,
right.
A less than two-year company with 13 employees or something
right.
like that, ridiculous
right.
like that.
You know, it makes you look back. You remember Google had purchased YouTube for $1.65 billion, and it makes you say, hey, man, that was a steal, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, what, 3 years ago now, 2 to 3 years ago or so. But it makes you think about what these guys are thinking. First off, you're talking silly money. You know, what is it, Dirksen who said,
it's
you know, billion
money.
Here, billionaire there, yeah. Pretty soon you're talking real money. You know, I mean, and that's what we're seeing with these companies. You wonder what their strategy is, and you wonder what the play is, and how it's going to affect our use of technology in the future. You know, is it them just buying to amass? Like, look, you know, Google spent, you know, over $12 billion on Motorola. Within a year or so, sold off the hardware division, but kept almost 1,000 patents,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, could be a pretty yep. remarkable play for them. But it makes you wonder where all this tech is taking us, where all these acquisitions will tech take.
The thing that I want my audience to understand about all this, it's not for you and me to decide whether we're smarter. I mean, it's not, you and I I'm sure that there are really smart people at Facebook, and these acquisitions fit their strategy, their long-term strategy, et cetera, whether they're making a mistake or not, whether they're doing the right thing or not, whether they paid too much or not. That's not for you and me to say. But if you're thinking of Facebook as a place to build customer communities, and Facebook is doing these other things, then what you've got to realize is, okay, the way I think about Facebook, the way my customers think about Facebook, may not be the way Facebook thinks about itself a year from now.
Well, and that's a good point, but to take that a step further, Facebook announced this week or late last week that they're going to start to reduce the amount of views that your fans of your pages will get in their feeds in their streams. Mm-hmm. So if you're like banking
unless you buy, you have to pay for it.
Uh-huh. Which is, you know, it's pretty scary for companies that have banked on Facebook and as their key social media play, which gets me to the conversation, something that you've been doing for years and I've been doing for years, you know, why rely on somebody else's model they could pull the rug out from under you at any time and decimate your model?
This for 6 years, Jeff, this has been the foundation of my position as a heretic.
Right.
As a social media heretic.
Right.
As I said, guys, I've been saying this for 6 years, Jeff, use them, abuse them, but do not trust them. I wrote this in my book.
Yep.
Do not trust these companies because they are not beholden to you. They're not even beholden to your users or your context. They're beholden to one thing, and that's the share price, which is being driven by analysts on Wall Street. And the thing is, Jeff, the thing that I keep telling them, and I wrote this in the book. You have to go ahead and use these guys. Find a way to use them because people are there that you want to do business with. They're hanging out there right now. But do not only be there with those customers. As soon as you get a contact, as soon as you can get any other way of contacting them, especially email, do what ducks do. Migrate that information over to a list that you can control.
Absolutely. You know what? It's funny, Jim, because we've come so far that we've lost sight. So it used to be, you know, six years ago or more, it used to be that the gold standard was getting people to give you their email address so you could add them to a list, the newsletter that you send out that comes to my inbox like clockwork, 3 to 4 o'clock every Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
It used to be the gold standard was getting that email address. Look at what that Quicken Loans just did with Buffett, you know, as the insurer for that $1 billion play for the March Madness. If anybody came up with a winning bracket all the way through 65 games or whatever it is, all they wanted was your cell phone number.
Yep.
Really, all they a little bit of PR, but they wanted your cell phone number as part of the registration process. We've gotten so far from that.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.